right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, as you know, you are the world's foremost innovator in urine technology.
I'm brewing up piss four as we speak.
Yeah. Well, I decided to kind of riff. I decided to kind of take your idea of...
I'm something of a piss scientist myself.
A little bit, yeah. I decided to take your idea, of expanding the possibilities of this space. And I've created something that I call Piss 0.0.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell me more.
Now, Piss 0.0 is a kind of currency. I have figured out a way. Right now, it's through an injection. Market forces are going to demand a suppository. We'll see how that goes. But it is a modification that... Don't you hate it when you have to pee, like you're in an inconvenient place and you have to pee, right? And you have stop everything. I can't stand these interruptions. This sucks. I just need to silence the piss alarm. What if there was a way for you to transfer that piss to somebody else so they could piss it for you?
I like that idea. Like Fiverr.
Yeah.
It's, like pisser.
It's unlocking the gig economy for anybody who has the ability to piss.
When you said piss 0.0, my first thought was crypto piss. it's uploading all your urine to the piss chain, to the cock chain.
So that's kind of what's going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that information needs to transfer somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And you also need a permanent record of all the piss that has been pissed.
And ultimately piss is just number ones and zeros.
Yes. Mostly ones. Yeah. You need a record because one of the ways this might be used to break laws is through drug tests. So yes. I don't want anybody who has signed up to be one of our pissers, PISSRs, to piss hot on a drug test just because they tried to earn some money on the side pissing for somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're allies.
Yeah. So to market this, I've come up with a slogan, right? We really need somebody to understand. Just the possibilities that are opened up. And what I've said is, don't pee. Let someone else do it.
Okay. Can't somebody else do it?
Yeah. There's got to be a better way, right?
There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better spray. There's got to be a wetter spray. How far can we take this? Replace every word?
I've got to pee a wetter spray.
Yeah. Spray. Yeah. Splata? There's got to be one for Gata, too. No, wetter spray.
I'll get my top scientists on it.
At some point, we run into a ship of theses. With a ship of pieces. With this,
yeah. We wouldn't want Piss 0.0 to devolve into nonsense.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this it becomes, at some point, we got to get buckled down.
Yeah. So, Gary, are you ready to take the challenge? Are you ready to take the Piss 0.0 challenge? All right.
You'd be amazed how often during recording I'm already taking the challenge.
Gary, I thought we talked about that.
I know.
Yeah, I know. All right. Okay. So I'm gonna do the injection here, and as I do it, we're both gonna say at the same time, "Don't pee." All right.
Okay.
There we go. Don't pee.
Pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Oh wait, game computer. Oh, there's a game called Don't.
Okay.
Pee. Okay.
Yeah. Good for it. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering. If you'd like a transcript of this show, you're a dork.
or you're hearing impaired.
Yeah, I know. I liked how mean that is. But it is. Yeah. You could also be hearing impaired.
So
you could be both. I don't want to take away the agency of anyone with a disability to also be a dork.
Yeah, it's possible.
No.
It's pissable.
It's possible.
This is it's episode 550, and Gary, mm-hmm. you declared an abject suffering emergency because you found out about this indie game called yep. Don't Pee by yes. a team called Naughty Cog, which is funny. How'd you find out about this?
Steam served it to me. Steam just knows what I like. You know, I popped open Steam because I was buying Lunacid for WoF.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, would you like this? And I was like, it looks like I would. sent it your way. And it's $2.
Mm-hmm.
That's very little overhead.
Yeah.
We try not to buy games on this show.
Yes.
We do 6 of these a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily the moneymaker show.
Yeah.
So we try not to spend too much money on this show, but $2 is nothing. And I figured, well, at the very least, like, urine digressions are our stock and trade.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a medium we know well.
Yes. And I was like, it's episode 550. Piss. Like, I like talking about piss. We all do it.
Yeah.
You know, but then the game ended up being really fun and funny.
Yeah. This is,
we kind of got hoisted a little bit.
Oh,
we got moisted. a little pissed.
Yeah. 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 I went into this expecting it to be not anything, right? You know, yeah. like maybe I didn't expect it to be as smart as it is and just to be as thoroughly enjoyable as it is, and also a really great
expecting Zombotatoes,
yeah,
or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, but instead it's a good parody of Flashlight Houses.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know, Flashlight House is it's my catch-all term for a whole slew of indie horror games where you're in a house, it is completely dark, and you walk around in with a flashlight, getting jump scared. Maybe things change around, but mostly mm-hmm. you are just doing one thing, and then something unrelated happens elsewhere. Then you have to go figure out where something happened.
A lot of times, the flashlight is like a meter.
Yeah.
And those are things, and these are all, it's worth everything you just said
mm-hmm.
is true in this game.
Yes.
So you think, oh, that sucks. You're saying flashlight houses are bad. Flashlight house, splashlight house. But this is actually making fun of those in a very canny way. I laughed, and then I showed a playthrough of this to Liv.
Okay.
Because, like, hey, this is really funny. Like, I played it, and then I, like, watched a long play of it. And I was like, hey, check this out. Like, she's like, what are you watching? I thought you were just making those noises. Like, no, like, check this out. And then she was going to, like, take a shower, but she just sat down, and we just watched the whole thing because it's funny.
Yeah. So the idea is you're somebody who wakes up at night. Your voice sounds, yep. you know.
You're Duke Nukem.
You're Duke Nukem, yeah.
You're almost actionably Duke Nukem. Like, ugh, I should have drank those 5 beers.
So you wake up and you got to rock a piss.
Yep.
You know, and you go to the bathroom off of your bedroom, and you're like, oh, the toilet's missing again.
I hate it when that happens. That's already really batting a little bit above its weight class.
Right. Yeah.
The idea of you go to go pee in your bathroom, the toilet just isn't there. There's no pipes or anything.
Uh-huh.
There's no evidence that a toilet was there.
There is a toilet pipe on the ground. Like, so, like, sticking up from the floor. Yeah.
I mean, I did not see the pipe, but the toilet's been taken.
Yes.
And that's already great dream stuff.
And it's happened before.
Yes. And it keeps happening. You hate it when it happens.
Yeah. And you're playing as somebody who is steadfastly in the no pissing in the sink.
Yes. Yeah. I tried.
Yeah.
Like, literally the first thing I tried was to pee in the bathroom or the bathtub and the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't make a habit of that in real life.
But if
like, I'm not like just,
if you need, you know, if you need a liquid to go away.
If I woke up one day and my toilet was missing and I had to pee, that would be the kind of, like, I can't handle this while having to pee.
I need
to eliminate my mental overhead immediately,
right,
to focus on this with 100% of my faculties.
Yeah. I wake up and there's no toilet. I have two emergencies. There is one emergency I need to solve before I can work on the other.
Yes, I had to put on my own air mask first.
Yes,
so to speak, by peeing in the sink.
Yeah,
and like in that scenario, I'd probably find a work sink.
Mm-hmm.
And go down to the basement.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, there are sinks that are real quick because I didn't find anything about this online.
No,
we are going to recount it. Time is not scarce in this episode. We have a whole half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rank the sinks to pee in.
Okay, very bottom, very bottom, yep, for me.
Dishes, kitchen sink.
No, airport bathroom sink.
Okay. Okay.
It's real
more than your own kitchen sink.
I mean, it's real high and it's real tiny.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it sounds like somebody doesn't got ups. Like, you got to work on your pressure.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like, I can, and accuracy.
You got to work on your pressure. But yeah, no, within a household, yes, the kitchen sink, in the room where food is prepared, out of bounds. Yes, you can clean it, but if you're a believer in, like, I don't know, spiritual residue, a sink can't come back from that action.
Well, and just so multiple things I think about that. Like, sink can't come back from it. I keep my blinds closed in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep my blinds closed all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need anyone looking in at me in my house. I wish that I just had one-way glass.
Yeah.
But the if somebody were to see, if they were to look through and notice what I was doing, that's not something I want to have get out.
No, it scandalized the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, that guy pees in his sink.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing. I would think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also, that's also kind of high.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, to kind of sidle up to, you know, really, really gross.
Yes. No good. Can't think of another sink that would be in your house. Do bird baths and then count?
Then I would put airport sink.
Okay.
Or airplane sink.
Okay.
Then I would put public restroom sink.
Okay. Yeah.
Which that sucks because there's no privacy. But you're just somebody else's story at that point.
Yeah. Like, okay.
You are adding a little bit of magic to the world.
Public bathroom sink. Okay. So public bathroom sink where it's not a one-holer. Like, yes. The bathroom sink at an airport, right?
At an airport, literally. Yeah. And then at that point, you are just somebody's local color. Like, somebody walks in and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, no, at that point, you're on a list.
Well, if they know who you are, like, you keep your head down and stuff, and then they get to tell a story on their podcast.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to believe it. I went to the airport. There's somebody peeing in the sink.
Yeah.
I went to another bathroom. And then they don't, you're somebody anonymous at that point. You know, because they don't know who you are, probably.
Yeah.
So that would be second worst to me. I would still rather do that than pee in my own kitchen sink.
Yes. Up from that is roadside.
Roadside, okay.
Yeah.
Like, just literally, yeah, no embankment.
No embankment. No, no tree line for you to go into.
No tree.
It's just, you know, the nightmare scenario of you're off the side of the freeway and you're just rocking a piss, even facing away.
No, it's not
everybody
a sink.
Knows what you're doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it does have the technical disqualification of not being a sink.
Well, you bring your own sink.
And yeah, or you could find one on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a sink.
Yeah.
There could be a sink there, like a freestanding sink. After that, I'm going to say sink in a hardware store.
That's a real like great way to get to get blackballed from Lowe's.
Or get on Jackass. Right? Like, after that, then I'm going to say public bathroom, private sink.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like a one-holer.
It's just inconsiderate.
And that's just for decorum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just inconsiderate.
Yeah.
You know, and it's worth noting, like, that is where that lands. you know, it's pretty in the middle of the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then like bathroom sink, work sink.
Yeah. Bathroom sink, work sink. It should be noted, if you have one of those holes one of those holes in the little drain,
basement holes.
Yeah, the basement drain pipe or garage drain pipe.
Yeah.
Do not piss into that. Because now like every one of those, is connected to a pee trap. And I'm not just making a fun little joke, you know, literally the little bend of the pipe that stops sewer gas from belching up in that. So if you piss into that and you have no way to rinse it down, like no way to flush it, then that pee is just going to sit there and get smellier and smellier.
I have 100% peed one of those.
Oh God.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You left a time bomb for somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, a time bomb that eventually will fade. Like, piss does have a half-life. It doesn't just get worse and worse until it eventually, like, you know, you can smell it from... You know, you can smell it at the UN.
Yeah. Only way out of this is through.
Yeah. It, at some point, it eventually will fade. Only cat pee doesn't fade.
True.
Yeah. So those are the sinks. Our man in this game will not do that.
No. Though. So he says, I'm going to go down to the bathrooms or go down the downstairs bathroom.
Yes.
Right. Here we go. And everything is locked.
Yep.
There are boards the bathroom over doors.
Is It's an apocalypse scenario that need not be specified. There's a TV that you can watch that talks about a zombie apocalypse, but there's also somebody who is doing this to him.
Yes.
And his house is an Eldritch space.
Right.
And there's like a cosmic owl. A lot of things are happening.
Yeah.
While all this is happening, you have little random encounters of having to pee that operate as jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
It does a scare cord, and you have to do a quick time event. Was either tap or hold or press a button.
Yeah.
And your guy makes Duke Nukem wounding noises.
Oh, not now.
Not now. Not again. Like a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. So this happens on timers sometimes.
Yes.
Or at like, you know.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Happens during dialogue.
Yeah.
Happens during other puzzles.
Yeah. But also there are like jump scares. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into the kitchen and the toaster pops up and you get scared and you gotta,
not now, and try not to pee. If you don't do these, because I want to see what happens,
uh-huh.
They're not hard.
Yeah.
You pee on the floor and it goes, you peed on the floor, you loser. And you just lose.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Don't piss on the floor.
It's a bunch of different stuff too. Like, oh, you know, yeah. Like, oh, you pee your pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
That's the fail condition. Do not pee
yeah.
on the pants.
My biggest complaint about this actually is that completely resets the game. It happened to me
yes.
like halfway through and I was like, oh my God, I've got to do the rest of this.
You just have to go through the thing.
But also,
it's pretty tedious.
Yeah. A little tedious. But like, you're won over by you walk into the living room and the jump scare is he's got a big mouth Billy Bass that turns
yes.
that turns and screams at you.
These are semi-randomized too.
Yeah.
One time I went in there and it was the Billy Bass the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I died from peeing,
mm-hmm.
I went in the second time and something fell off a shelf.
Yeah.
And then when I walked back through it, the big mouth Billy Bass came to life. So semi-randomized, you turn on the TV and it says there's a zombie apocalypse and it's like the fifth one this week.
Yep.
It just keeps happening. But this is a red herring.
Yeah.
There are no,
it doesn't,
no
doesn't
zombies.
Factor in. Yeah.
No.
But like,
and I laughed so fucking hard. When you first start out, you know, you go upstairs and you walk into one of the rooms and there's a crafting bench and your guy goes, oh, my old crafting bench. Got a lot of memories with this. I could craft a good toilet here.
Yeah.
And it opens up an interface
uh-huh.
where you can add three things to craft a toilet.
Uh-huh.
Through this, which is ultimately your goal.
Yes.
One of two goals.
Yeah.
Like you had to get to a realm.
It did. Yeah. An owl does open a portal to a realm after crashing
the
through your window
realm.
To the porcelain realm, saying that you are in greater danger than you know. And when you step through the yes. portal, like you're in basically mm-hmm. Zen. You're in a like rocks floating in a void, and your guy says, "Oh, it's been a while since I've been here." Like everything is every part of this has happened before.
It's so good, and he's just very video game protagonist about it. So you're going through these different locks and keys, finding things, you know, to open things up, and these are also funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hammers for boarded doors. You get bolt cutters, and I love the animation of you just kind of scraping the bolt cutters across the chains.
Yeah. It doesn't, you know, snip anything. He just takes the takes the bolt cutters and whacks a chain, and then it falls.
Yeah,
off.
Kind of rubs them. And then there's crafting in this because you have that crafting bench. So you go down and then you get a pickaxe and then there's like this cave down in your basement
mm-hmm.
where you can mine ore, mine porcelain to create this toilet. Very, very funny. And then there's also weird House of Leaves shit happening.
Yeah.
Like you go down into your basement and it's another copy of your living room that keeps going into a garage.
Yep.
It's real weird. And then there's a children's room and you're like, I don't even have a kid. Like something weird has happened that need not be specified
yeah.
in a really delightful way.
God, just when the owl blows through the window and starts talking to you like it's prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
God, just like
it's very funny.
This is just so well observed for this kind of
yes.
game. And I've played so many of them, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, you've done it to yourself.
I know.
To be fair.
Yeah.
The you know, but you have there's a lot of this kind of shit in the water.
Yes.
You know, this is the downside of the horse that you have hitched yourself to
mm-hmm.
in terms of being a horror streamer.
Yes.
You know, that 90% of everything is garbage law.
Yeah.
Really applies to horror
mm-hmm.
indie games quite a bit.
Yeah. But like this is so I mean, in terms of like successful joke games, I would say this is not as successful as Looker.
The Looker is funnier and meaner
yes.
about something that deserves it more.
Yeah.
I think this is on Ready Player Fuck's
wavelength. God, Ready Player Fuck is good.
Ready Player Fuck is really fun. That is much messier,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a little bit more like random and stuff. This is much more focused.
Yeah.
It's just not as expansive as The Looker.
Mm-hmm.
And Flashlight House games, I think, like, there are definitely ones that are made cynically, you know, and shittily, but I also imagine it just, it's easy to do a little Unity house.
Yes, yeah.
And make this thing. I think some of those are probably misguided true believers, who I don't think necessarily deserve roasting as much as Jonathan Blow does.
Yeah, and that's the thing that keeps this not as elevated, you know, like, it feels a little bit less punching up to me.
Yes.
You know, to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, you know, somebody like, oh, there's a house, something terrible happened. There's trauma and there's, you know, a ghost around. Cool. Ship it.
Yes.
Right. But yeah. Like, you know, somebody's first whack at something, you know, yeah. feels a little more out of bounds. While also, you know, it's worth saying that it's ridiculous that people are still doing that at this point, but.
Absolutely. Like, you'd think that, like, oh, you'd take a look and say, like, oh, this has been done enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that applies to, like, all kinds of stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know, and a good joke game is rare.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, I love the idea of this becoming a submedium where you pay $2 for an interactive 20-minute joke.
Yeah.
That is actually really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the amount of money we used to pay for a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a literal, you know, like, I own this song now.
Yeah.
It's $1.99. But you just get a joke. Love it. Like, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool as hell.
It's a great exchange.
Yes.
Hilariously, this developer, they've only done one other game, came out, shortly, like a month before this one did. So, or no, a year before this one did. Sorry. I didn't look there. Backrooms Warfare 2.
That's very funny as
which,
well.
Which, you know, Backrooms games are a fucking blight on the horror tag on Steam. I will not play one of them. I find the Backrooms concept to be derivative, you know, and just there's so many of them. It is so cheap. But this one presupposes, what if military people went into the backrooms to shoot monsters? Yes. So I need to download and play this.
What is the very funny Myst one you sent me?
Oh God. It was Myst Doom, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
it was like,
something like
it was
that.
Like a Myst first person shooter, something like.
Yeah. It was Myst, but there were aliens. It's like genius bonus. Like, you shot the monsters in Myst.
Yeah.
Experience the horrors of warfare in Backroom Warfare 2.
It's on itch.io. It is by a developer called Woe Industries. It's called Myst FPS.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Yeah.
As well, like, it's such a great thing for a game to be able to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, what a great unit of expression.
Yeah,
a game can be if you use it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It makes you laugh a lot.
And, you know, it takes craftsmanship. It's a different kind of joke to do. You know, it's more complicated, and there's obviously executional, and everybody knows how to program in Unity, right? So
yeah. I mean, I don't, but yeah, you know, it's a thing. Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of a game thing, I was saying that not to undercut you, but undercut me saying this is easy to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Cause, like, you know, I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could learn. I'm not, you know, incapable. It's just
time.
But yeah, great shit.
Yeah.
Love a funny game that is actually funny,
mm-hmm.
because there's nothing worse than a game that wants to be funny that isn't funny.
Yeah. We call that the Max Hazard Valley.
Yes, the Max Hazard Valley is excruciating. it is really hard to beat, even in games that are ordinarily, you know, they're not comedy focused games,
mm-hmm.
that just have attempts at jokes that totally fall flat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what feels worse than that?
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, like, that is the really, really rough stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. So I hats off.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy is hard.
This is, you know, very well observed, like, you know, most good comedy is. Yeah.
Yes.
Features riveting storyline, exploration, a testament to self-control.
nice little piece with Don't Shit Your Pants.
Yes.
Which is also funny and good.
Yeah.
I hate peeing in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I hate the scenario. This protagonist is put in.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, I relate more to this protagonist than, like, most protagonists in video games. I think by any metric, I have more in common with this guy than I do with Mario or Sonic or Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
Or J.C. Denton or Gabriel Knight, you know, or any of these characters.
Name five more.
Oh, or like Alan Wake, the nameless one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Isaac, Adam Jensen, and the protagonist of Deus Ex The Fall.
Okay.
just this very relatable thing where, like, as you get older, this has been true for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pee more in the middle of the night. And it's, like one timers.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I become acclimated to that. It still sucks. It still takes me a little while to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
I still am my own worst enemy where I spend a lot of time being like, I don't actually have to get up. I'm real comfy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm just prolonging delaying the inevitable.
It's Homer being the big comfy cinnamon bun, right?
I big comfy cinnamon bun myself.
Yeah.
You know, but then every once in a while you get those two nights and then you get the dreaded three nights, which only really happens if I drink.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why I don't like to drink anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't drink alcohol because it makes me pee at night.
Yeah.
And it fucks with my sleep. But like a three night.
Yep.
That's it. Like, I may as well have not fucking slept.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Ludicrous.
Yeah. There's a safety issue. I have my lights, at least in my hallway. I've got my hallway and entranceway lights rigged up to motion sensors, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was sick and tired of fumbling for the light switch. And I was like, I can solve this problem with money.
If you see your lights go on outside, you know, somebody's peeing in your front lawn.
They're not outside, but I could do that.
Oh, okay.
The technology exists.
Yes. Yeah. I have a night light that does the same thing.
Yeah.
A little rechargeable night light.
Mm-hmm.
That does the same. That's similar.
Yeah.
It's motion detected, but yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because fumbling for the light, that sucks. But then going back to bed blind, it's really hard to go to sleep if you just fucking cracked your shin open on a cedar chest.
Yeah.
That holds all your winter blankets.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. No good. I told you this story before.
Okay.
But I'll tell you again. I have a friend, one of my close friends from, you know, my old life back in like Illinois. He woke up one day, he was kneeling on his bed, peeing on his pillow, and he had a dream that he did it in a dream because in his dream, one of his friends told him it was okay, which is some insidious Freddy shit.
No, man, everybody's cool with it. They'll cheer you.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to, like, I want to say I'm immune to that the same way I want to say I'm immune to advertising.
Dream Gary's a different person, Gary. Dream Gary is
totally different.
Yeah.
If somebody told Dream Gary, like, no, it's cool, dude, you're in front of a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Or like that episode of X-Files, Pusher, where it's like, you're in front of a cerulean blue toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful toilet. I'd be like, I am in front of a toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
I am.
Have you
right
ever
there.
Had a dream? Like, I don't piss my bed, not to brag, but have you ever had a dream where you peed when you've had to pee? That is
it's terrible.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had that before, and I'm like, man, I came really close.
And it's also like a catalyst for nightmares too. Like a lot of times, like if I feel like a real physical sense of urgency in a dream, it's because I got to pee, and like my body is taking that that physical stress and like sublimating it into the dream wars. You know,
yeah, your brain turns piss into the Babadook for some fucking reason. So it's like, oh man, I'm being chased by the Babadook. But it's really just you have to pee.
Yeah.
Brains are so stupid.
Vile. I hate it.
Yeah. Like, it's so awful. Why they like that?
Why they do that?
Yeah.
Me no know.
Why use many words when small words suffice?
When's the last time you pissed yourself?
You know, I'm not saying this to brag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I haven't pissed myself. Now, before anybody stands up and claps, maybe 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I did shart the bed in a way that was unacceptable.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, had a thing where I woke up at 3 a.m. and had to do like laundry and take a shower.
Oh, God.
That really sucked.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I was sick.
Uh-huh.
It's not my fault.
Right.
You know, like, you're sick. Like, you don't, like, your guts aren't working. But it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But peeing myself, I haven't. I don't think I've done that since I was a little kid.
Same.
Again, not a brag.
Yeah, yeah, not a brag. Yeah, it's the same for me. I have a distinct memory. The last memory of it was like, it was at church after the service. You know, where the grown ups are milling around and talking in the lobby. kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, and it was taking forever. And it just went. I must have been like, I don't know, 5 years old mm-hmm. or something. And, you know, that got yelled at. Got yelled at for that.
You can't yell at a kid for peeing. Like just peeing, but you also have to do something to correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you also can't let it slide.
Right.
You know,
say like, hey, you gotta talk to me kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, listen, let's talk this out.
Yeah.
Like that is a hard parenting challenge. Yes. I feel like.
Yeah.
They should make a game about that. Like
make it like black and white, you know, where it's a little pet that learns. And then you can teach him to pee in the grain of your enemy villages.
You just can't smack him. Black and white is so funny because you can only do two things to discipline. There is no talk option.
Yeah.
Like it's just slap or feed.
Yeah. The last embarrassing piss related thing, just while we're doing confessionals, it was back in 2013, something when I was doing, you know, like a lot of drinking and had somebody over, and I'm not going to blow up their spot and say specifically who it was, but had somebody over, we're drinking together and they were passed out at the foot of the toilet. All night. Okay.
Yep.
In this apartment, can't pee. So suddenly I'm scrambling, right? Now, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm too drunk to get to that. Okay. So I figured, all right, I'm going to pee in the kitchen trash can was what I thought was the good idea there. Now the embarrassing thing about that is I was too drunk to put together that the sink was an option. The other embarrassing thing is the basement of that apartment building. It was a four unit. There was a little landlord's bathroom down there that just, you know, I never used. It was just completely out of my mind, but I had a toilet and a sink and everything. I could have pissed in that sink, but yeah, no. Instead, I had to figure out how to dispose of a big trash can, big trash bag full of piss.
I don't think that's not too embarrassing.
Okay.
That is a bad place to pee. Most trash bags though are water impregnable.
It was hefty, yeah. hefty, not wimpy, wimpy, yes. wimpy.
If you get a cinch sack, you're golden in this scenario. And I use the garbage because it's something I take out naturally as a default overflow for vomit as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time, or I've had to, like the bathroom is occupied.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sick.
Oh, like when you're sick, you keep the trash can next to your bed, right? Like,
yeah. The garbage is fine.
Yeah. For
that. And like, I don't find puke that appreciably grosser than pee.
Pee
or less gross.
Pee has its lack of
about the same.
Pee has its lack of viscosity working against it. If something goes wrong, more of it gets everywhere than with than with other fluids.
I think you can aim it a little bit easier. At least if as a penis having individual,
yeah,
I have a little bit more control over where pee goes than vomit.
Oh no, I'm talking about in the process of transferring the bag from one thing to another. You know, like aim is fine. Even if you are not a penis having individual, you can sit on top of the trash can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all done it. Well, that's why you have to take some magic spill magic bunny and pour it into the garbage can after you pee.
What's spill magic bunny?
Oh, I talked about spill magic bunny. It's a janitor sawdust with the best mascot of all time. have you like the let me see if I can find that. Oh, image.
I'm doing a search for it.
Yeah, the spill magic bunny is one of my favorite corporate mascots. Are you finding the ones where he's not really excited about what he's doing?
Yeah, where he's mopping.
Yeah. He doesn't like his job because his job is to pour sawdust and vomit at Walmart. And like, I really appreciate the honesty of an honest mascot.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's fucking magic. It is the all time best mascot, I think.
It's very good. Yeah. There's also like clearly no model sheet that they're working off of for this guy. Yeah. So,
nope.
it's just like wonky enough. Yeah.
It's really good. It reminds me of, I found him at the same time, like when you're a certain age and like one of your activities is walking around a Walmart.
Yeah.
You live in a small town. We found him, me and my friends found him and had a lot of fun with him. Mm-hmm. Around the same time, we found King Vitamin, the cereal.
Oh, I don't know about King Vitamin.
King Vitamin is now a cartoon mascot.
It looks kind of like a wizard. Now,
well, it didn't used to though.
Oh, now it's just a man. It used to be just a man.
Yeah, there's this awesome version where it's just this old man eating cereal, and like that, the Quaker Oats jumbo size, a corn and oat multivitamin and iron supplement cereal, King Vitamin. this is the other thing we loved.
Well, it's not spelled vitamin like you think vitamin is. You know, like vitamin.
It's Vitaman.
Vitaman. King Vitaman.
King Vitaman.
He's both a Vitaman and a
cartoon
king.
Wizard is good.
Yeah.
You know, but it's much more generic than just a picture of an old, like a real 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like a picture of a grandpa put through a filter of like a Denny's menu.
Yeah.
Food photography.
He's wearing like a checkered red and white. It looks like he's wearing a picnic tablecloth around his neck. Yeah. And obviously the eyebrows are fantastic. Some of the bushiest I've ever seen. But the skin tone on King Vitaman is kind of like a late era Robert Loggia.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
there's another King Vitaman as well. So this was a thing. Here's the other rare King Vitaman they did for a little bit. Who's a much more manic King Vitaman.
I think it might be the same guy. Actually.
I think so too. Yeah. It's just a slightly better picture and he has a slightly better like. He looks healthier.
Why does King Vitaman the cereal come with a toy inside?
It's very confused as to who it's for.
Yeah.
It's a sweet cereal. It's not like Grape Nuts.
It's not Responsibility Flakes. Okay.
It's not Responsibility Flakes. The toy is a Royal Racing Coach.
Yeah. By one of those little cars you drag back pretend. And it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like you can pretend King Vitaman's in there.
Mm, yes.
You know? I don't know. This was a kind of a magical time for me noticing funny things about advertising.
Mm-hmm.
The spoon crown. It's really good.
It's good. King Vitaman is good. I wish him the best. Yeah. He's almost certainly dead.
Yeah. He's certainly dead. I would like to bring him back as a mascot or his children. Prince Vitaman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Princess Vitaman.
Yeah.
Continue
the legacy.
Yeah, I mean it is a is a divine right kind of thing. It is hierarchical, you know, ruling by inheritance.
It's passed down. Divine right. Huh.
No,
now I'm on the Wikipedia. From 1970 okay, here we go. From 1971 until his death in 1977, actor George Mann, an ex-vaudevillian, and the comedic dance act Bartow and Mann depicted King Vitaman on the cereal box and in television commercials.
Yeah. An old vaudeville.
Yeah, an old vaudeville guy.
This is probably the least problematic thing he's ever done.
endorsing and participating in monarchy. Yeah.
Yeah. He used to be like King Vitamang or something like that. Like there used to be a much more problematic and racially troubling version of this.
Jeez.
And then eventually the commercials are made by the Rocky and Bullwinkle people.
Yeah. And those stoners.
Other characters, Sir Laugh It Up.
Mm-hmm.
And Sir Cravenet.
Yeah. What is it? The knight Sir Not So Bright.
Yep. And the Blue Baron. There's a whole thing with this of a royalty themed cereal.
Huh.
Yeah. Into it.
Kind of want some King Vitaman now.
It was pretty good, if I recall. Right. Like we irony bought it at the time.
Which is wild because it has a lot of iron in it.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That idea like of this is funny. Mm-hmm. Let's eat it as a bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's never left me.
Ironic porn purchase leads to
unironic cereal consumption through a series of Rube Goldberg-esque disasters. Like, well, I can't watch The Haunted Clit, so I may as well eat some Golden Grahams.
Those two things are connected, sir. Anywho. Don't piss. It's good. Or don't pee, rather. It's good.
Yeah. It's good and funny. I think even with us explaining the joke, the execution is fun.
Yeah.
If for some reason the idea of playing this sounds frustrating, or you're just like, I can't bother to do this, it's 15 minutes to watch a playthrough and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think I recommend it.
Yeah. I'm going to check out that Backrooms Warfare
2. Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
550.
550, baby. And more if you count X with the suffering. I think I need to see because we 550 plus 180. Yeah, we're about in the 700s. 700s maybe, yeah. Maybe the 800s. Yeah.
Well, only a few scant years until we get to 1,000.
Yep. And then we die.
Yep. Yep. And that's when our life runs out. The gems on our palms start to glow.
Yeah.
If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. You get more episodes of it, as well as bonus episodes of other shows, as well as supporting us so we can keep doing this.
Yes. You can leave ratings or reviews if you would like to. That helps us out. Post about us too. Spread the word. We, you know, no advertising. We don't mention that a lot, but no, it's fun seeing stuff out in the out on the world.
Yeah.
And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Yeah. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. And we'll be back. Until next time, Cole, what do they do?
Until next time, believe in the power of the boop.